Over the weekend, Hawaii Public Radio discovered a fake Twitter account appearing to impersonate the authentic account belonging to the 30-meter telescope. The imposter account was posting culturally insensitive and inflammatory content appearing to originate from the TMT. HPR's reporter Ryan Finnerty broke the story and joins us now.
Good morning, Catherine. Yeah, this all happened yesterday afternoon. I was on Twitter, as many of us who are slaves to the news cycle are on the weekend, and I noticed that a prominent leader in the anti-TMT movement had retweeted a post that appeared to come from the 30-meter telescope account, which is one that I follow, so I recognize the photo and what it looks like. And it got me curious because I saw that it was one that I wasn't following, and so I wanted to take a look, and the account appeared almost identical to the normal TMT account. It was called TMT Community Outreach. It used the same photo, same banner photo, same profile photo. It had the official TMT Hawaii website listed, and it had even done things like tweet out a thank you to Governor David Ige for thanking him for his support of the project. And it had only been created in September, so this month, less than 2 weeks ago. And as I looked through the account and kind of saw some of the posts that were going out, it really started to rub me the wrong way. A lot of the content was pretty inflammatory and really culturally insensitive. A few examples, there was a photo of the character Maui from the Disney movie Moana with a caption of him speaking gibberish. There was another one that said, we being the TMT organization, we don't actually have the money to complete this project, and basically said that we're just moving forward anyway to spite opponents of the project. And that type of trolling would be pretty standard for Twitter, but this one really felt different to me because there was this effort to mirror what the actual TMT account looked like in all those different ways. And it really took, you know, some discerning reading to tell that it probably was not the real thing.
Right, someone was trying to stir the pot.
Yeah, to incite, discord within the community and potentially, discredit this one side of this very contentious issue in the community by making it look like they were doing things that were obviously going to incite problems. And so I reached out to the TMT spokesperson on Sunday, and he called me back shortly after and said, no, this is not an official account. We've never seen it before. They reported it to Twitter and asked that it be removed. So far, that hasn't happened. Twitter doesn't really have a very strong history of handling issues like this. The administrator of this troll account replied to me via a tweet and said that the account is satire. I personally don't agree with that characterization based on, this kind of facade that he or she has created to make it look like they really are the TMT account. Since our story published yesterday, they've since modified the account, taken down the website link to the TMT, changed the photo, still using the same name, though, TMT Community Outreach, still have some of the same photos as the actual TMT page. But it does now say in the bio that it's fake. But still, if you read the name, you could still be confused, but it is less unclear than it was yesterday. And this all comes after top state leaders came out on Friday to oppose this type of online behavior, trolling, intimidation, and even violent threats that have been on the rise as this dispute has dragged on now into its third month. There was one really high-profile post that was highlighted by the Attorney General that offered a $5,000 reward for the identity of a state law enforcement officer who participated in the removal of that structure near Pu'uhuluhulu a few weeks ago, and a Hawaiian flag was cut down that created a lot of consternation online and in person. And so here was Governor David Ige. He spoke to the media on Friday, kind of condemning this type of action.
As governor of the state of Hawaii, I'm calling on everyone responsible for these examples of cyberbullying and hateful speech to stop immediately. Personal attacks and threats of violence have no place in America and certainly no place here in Hawaii. For those who claim to be protecting Hawaiian values, to resort to these tactics is disappointing, irresponsible, and very painful for me to see.
And Catherine, anti-TMT leader Andre Perez, who's been up on Mauna Kea throughout this entire standoff, he came to the governor's office, waited outside for reporters to leave, and then spoke to members of the media. And he separate from the governor's announcement, told everyone that the leaders of the movement disavowed those types of online tactics, those aggressive online tactics, reaffirmed their commitment to nonviolent direct action.
We're in agreement with the governor's office and with the general messaging that we do not support violent language, aggression. We do not support putting out a call for bounties. We do not support doxing and putting out public info so that people can be exposed and put at risk. We are against that.
And that term doxing, if anyone out there is not familiar with, that's when personal information, like a street address, a home address, phone number, email of an individual is released publicly over the internet, usually with the intent of stirring up trolling against them. And so that was how that was done to several law enforcement officers. The governor said that several members of the administration have received death threats. There were threatening voicemails, one that was released by the attorney general at that meeting. And so both sides have come out and taken a stand against this type of behavior. But Andre Perez, who we heard there just now, did kind of say after those remarks that these are individuals acting separately from the Protect Mauna Kea movement, that social media is uncontrollable, that was his word, and that there's no way leaders of the anti-TMT movement can control these individuals acting on social media who are not on the mountain. And so the physical confrontation is kind of at a stalemate on the Mauna Kea access road, but the disagreement seems to be heating up online.
Yeah, and with such a large movement, if you will, lots of people doing things in different ways. They have their own minds and may not follow kind of the leadership thought of making this, kapu aloha. Hard to control. We saw what happened on the freeway initially the first time with those protests. I was concerned about some road rage incidents happening out of that, but was glad to see that with the second protest or demonstration on the freeway that things worked out. They went through the channels. People were able to see the support for it. But like I said, you minimize, I think, the tension.
Yeah, and as you know, I was on Mauna Kea for the first week of the protest, and what I saw consistently was a very diligent effort by protest leaders to prevent any type of violence or physical confrontation. They removed people from their own ranks who were kind of getting a little bit too close to that line. But as Andre Perez said in his statements, they can really only control what happens on the mountain. They can't control what happens online, and nor, it seems, can authorities. And so that was kind of why we saw that appeal from the governor and other leaders to stop this.
And while you were at that news conference on Friday, someone posted something on social media which got the attention of the FBI.
Yeah, that's right. It was reported by the Star Advertiser on Saturday, the Honolulu Star Advertiser, that the FBI had issued a bulletin to state and local law enforcement about a potential mass shooting at the state capitol, threat that was posted in the comment section of the governor's press conference. That obviously didn't happen, thankfully. State Attorney General Claire Connors said they were aware of it and were monitoring it, but no arrests have been made.
Right. I think the bottom line is people will need to understand that, the FBI gets involved. Very serious threats. They're going to be investigating.
There's real-world consequences to online behavior.
Absolutely. Thanks so much.
Sure.
That was HPR's Ryan Finnerty talking about this latest flap on the Mauna Kea situation.